With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Israeli special forces have been brought in to try to wrest control of four sites from Hamas fighters in response to this weekend's deadly incursion into southern Israel. Earlier today, Israel formally declared war and gave the green light for significant military steps to retaliate against Hamas for that attack. The Israeli military tried to crush fighters still in southern towns and intensified its bombardment in the Gaza Strip. The fighting continued in several locations early Monday morning. Meanwhile, Secretary of State Blinken says he and other diplomats have been concerned that the escalating violence between the Israeli and Palestinians would erupt into this type of violence.
The challenge is this. We brought Israelis and Palestinians together in Aqaba and Sharm el-Sheikh to make sure that neither took steps that could lead to conflict. And that was an ongoing effort. But Hamas was not involved because Hamas is a terrorist organization. And the difference maker here is you have a terrorist group that's undertaken these actions.
Blinken was a guest on NBC's Meet the Press. Also at SRNNews.com, Republican members of Congress meeting behind closed doors to try to find a winning candidate for speaker.
Insiders say they need to reach a private consensus over the two announced contenders, Louisiana's Steve Scalise and Ohio's Jim Jordan, noting arguments last week nearly came to blows with the ouster of former Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Florida Congressman and Trump loyalist Matt Gaetz, who set the removal in motion, says on NBC's Meet the Press, it will all be worked out soon.
There won't be a single Republican, sans maybe Kevin McCarthy, who doesn't believe that we have upgraded the position. This is about ensuring long-term stability financially for our country.
Former President Donald Trump Friday endorsed Jim Jordan, who heads the House Judiciary Committee.
Jackie Quinn reporting. This is SRN News. There's a new survey out on politicians and religion.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it asks voters how important it is that a candidate share their religious views. Amongst the general population, 42% say it is important for the person they cast the ballot for to agree with them on matters of faith. White evangelical Protestants feel a lot stronger about it. 75% say they want a politician who agrees with their religious views, compared to 56% of black Protestants and 44% of Catholics. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Colorado's highest court will hear a case of a Christian baker who refused to make a cake celebrating a sex change. The decision comes after the U.S. Supreme Court win this summer for a graphic artist who didn't want to design wedding websites for same-sex couples. The baker won a partial victory before the high court in 2018 after refusing to make a gay couple's wedding cake. He was later sued by a man who's living as a woman over the transgender confection. SRN News. Phoenix was sweltering this year.
The city has notched a record for dry heat. The National Weather Service says Phoenix monsoon season this year dropped only 1,500 inches of rainfall from June 15th to September 30th. That's the driest since the agency began keeping records in 1895. The previous mark was 3,500 inches set in 1924. Phoenix this summer experienced the hottest July and the second hottest August. The daily average temperature of 97 degrees Fahrenheit in June, July, and August passed the previous record of 96.7 set 3 years ago. John Scott reporting.
The Coast Guard rescued three people without injury from a capsized vessel off the New Jersey coast. The operator of the 18-foot disabled boat reported it was going down Saturday afternoon in inclement weather. The Coast Guard rerouted a helicopter on a training flight, and a rescue swimmer helped hoist the victims to safety. More details at SRNNews.com.